Nice to finally meet you.
Nice to meet you too.
Oh, you have soft hands.
Thanks.
Yo, what is up, guys? Welcome back to the channel. So, like, I used to think when I was younger, like, I feel like this was very, like, ingrained in us when we were younger that, like, oh, we need to respect our elders. Oh my God, they're so wise. They know so much more than we do. Like, they're so, like, you know, like, they just have so much wisdom and stuff. Well, this video will shatter that illusion that you should be listening to your elders. Never listen to these people. They're as big of simps as the rest of us, okay? Do not be listening to these people, bro.
Introduce yourself.
Well, I'm Big Tony. I am your number one OF subscriber.
And how much have you spent?
$35,000.
Bro, what happened to guys like this just going out and, like, finding a hooker or going to a strip club, okay? If I had a ton of money and it's like I had nothing to lose, I didn't care, I'm punching out soon, I don't give a shit. It's like, I'm getting the real deal. It's like, why would you just donate to this girl's OnlyFans and after $35,000, like, she'll finally talk to you? It's like, bro, for like $500, you can just get a hooker or something, bro. That's what I honestly don't understand about these people, is that even if you're totally shameless and have nothing to lose and it's just like you're just cooked and it's like you're not really concerned about what your family thinks about you, at the bare minimum, get like the real thing, okay? Get a real experience. What is this, bro? Oh, I'm just gonna find pictures of this girl and give her money. Also, something else worth pointing out is that this guy is pretty out of shape. He looks like he weighs like 300 pounds. He's old. Those medical bills are gonna be coming due, man, okay? Back problems, heart problems. Those medical bills are gonna start hitting, and it's like, maybe the best move is to not spend all of your retirement money on random girls on the internet. Maybe that's not the best use. Like, maybe you should be saving some of that for, like, bare necessities to keep yourself alive, and, you know, maybe, like, you have to be admitted to, like, a retirement home. That's gonna cost money. That's, like, tens of thousands of dollars a month. So it's like, maybe the move here is to not spend $35,000 on some random bitch. But if you're doing that, it's like, why not, like, actually get the sex? Like, why are we doing, like, oh, like, I'm just gonna give this bitch money? And, like, I guess he got to meet her, but that's $35,000 later. With $100, like, you could have gotten a low-end hooker, bro. Bro could be getting some quality time, but instead, he's literally donating all of his money to nothing, okay? I mean, he's getting literally no pleasure out of this. It's insane, bro. And look, I'm against it completely either way. I mean, like, I don't think you should be doing that, but, like, if I were to do that, if I had no shame, you best believe I'm getting the real experience, not this fake shit, bro.
Well, it's nice to finally meet you.
Nice to meet you too.
Oh, you have soft hands.
Thanks.
Finally, I got to touch him.
Man, you could tell she's trying to make as little physical contact with this guy as possible. She's like, okay, like, maybe I'll touch him a little bit just on the fingers. Okay, that's enough. Like, and that's all he's getting, bro. That's all he's getting for $35,000 is just like a little finger touch. Not even like a full handshake, like a firm handshake. Never mind a hug. Never mind actually being able to hit. It's like all he gets is a little bit of finger contact. Like, that's it? That's all you're getting, bro, for $35,000? Probably this is a highlight of this guy's life is meeting this bitch, and that's all he gets is like a little bit of like a finger touch. Oh, I'm finally touching him. It's like, you should be touching her tits. You should be able to own that bitch for a whole week for the amount of money you're paying, bro. $35,000 down the drain. That's your retirement savings, bro. I'm never listening to an old person ever again after this video, man. Like, this is brutal. I can understand being like a 17-year-old and thinking simping is the way to go. Oh, if I give this bitch a lot of money, maybe she'll like me, bro. But you're like 60, man. You gotta know better than this. How do you go through 60 years of life and still think simping is the way to go, that that's gonna work? It's like, she doesn't even want to touch you, bro. She barely touched you at all. You gave her 35 racks, okay? She barely wants to touch you. So honestly, next time these people go on about, oh, your generation, kids nowadays, please show them this video.